Blog Talk Radio.
Money 2.0 Business on the Edge presents On the Edge Women in Business. Silicon Valley, Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW, leading business radio show host. Now helping you excel in business and in life, here is business coach and show host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith in Business on the Edge. I have brought it back. Yes, I have. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. We're getting it in. We're going to be with you. I'm going to be with you for a while tonight. I'm looking forward to talking to you about being a business owner, being an entrepreneur. Being a professional, God's way. I am Margaret Jackson, radio show host, personality for AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area. This is my Blog Talk radio show, extended show on Sundays. I've kicked it off today, tonight, getting back to Faith and Business on the Edge. I did Faith and Business on the Edge for 4 years on AM 1100 KFAX here in Silicon Valley, Bay Area. And the Lord has put it on my heart to bring it back, to communicate, to share with you, to give to you, to serve you, to add value to you so you can complete the call of God on your life. Bottom line, to complete the call of God on your life. So we're going to be together for about an hour. We'll see if we can get everything in for you. So thank you again for tuning in to tonight's radio show. I really appreciate it. If you want to call in and dial in and talk to me tonight, get you on air with me tonight, you can call in at 516-531-9868 later on in the show. Tonight, I want to talk to you about writing the vision down, and why God requires you to do it. Over the years, I've worked with many, many Christians who aspire to start their own business, for-profit, non-profit, whatever their structure, whatever they decide to do. And I've had this question come up, and who should better understand it? Who should better understand this question is writing the vision down, or not a question, but understand why you should write the vision down, why you should make it plain. I had a saint get annoyed with me. Why do I have to write a business plan? Planning, writing, vision, clarity, organizing. Habakkuk 2:2 says, and this is the New King James Version, and I'm going to read out a couple of different versions, because I want to make it plain. Habakkuk 2:2 in the New King James Version, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. I'm going to now read out of the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. Actually, I'm going to read out of the Amplified before I read out of the Classic. Then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on clay tablets so that the one who reads it will run. For the vision is yet for the appointed future time. It hurries toward the goal of fulfillment. It will not fail, even though it delays. Wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay. And then the Amplified Bible Classic Edition. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and it hastens to the end. It hastens to the end, fulfillment. It will not deceive or disappoint. Though it tarry, wait earnestly for it, because it will surely come. It will not be behindhand on its appointed day. Writing the vision. As saints of God who are entrepreneurs, who are business owners, aspiring entrepreneurs, whether you have started a nonprofit organization, whether you started a for-profit organization, you have a responsibility to write the vision down, to make it plain. God is interested in your success. And what I mean by that, God is very, very, very interested in your successfully completing the purpose on your life. There's all kinds of plans. There's all kinds of various visions that could be written down. When you are wanting to achieve or access an opportunity, without having a plan, without writing it down, without making it clear, without making it plain, even to yourself, even to your own understanding, so you can move forward, and you'll have ebbs and flows, and you'll adjust and adapt. So you can achieve your goal. Why is that important? I'm going to talk to you and break this down for you as a Christian in business. And so I'm going to give you some fundamental things that you need to understand. Number one, if you're taking notes, write this down. Number one, a business is not saved or unsaved. They're businesses. They're business structure. A business is not going to heaven or hell. It's not saved or unsaved. The individual who starts the business, you're saved. You're faith-based. And your business is operating under your faith, your belief system, the Word of God. You're aligning it. And there's so much in the Bible about to really closely look at. There's so much so much in the Bible about business, operating in business, finances. And we can't operate the same way as non-Christians in the world. We have to operate our businesses, aligning it with the Word of God. And there are some things, some very fundamental things that allows us to align with the Word of God that's in the world, like writing a business plan. The business plan is a vision, right? It explains and expounds on the business model. Simplified is the heart of the vision. And if I ask you today, what is your business model, not your business plan, what is your business model? Can you tell me what that is in a couple of sentences? Think about that. Business development is a process that doesn't change whether you're a Christian or not. You have to set up a business structure. You have to do it according to the laws of that state, that city, that county. All of this ties into writing the vision down, praying about it, and not doing anything about it will not move that business forward. Faith without works is dead. So you have to do the work. What's the work? How do I write the vision down, coach? Where do I start? If you are already in business, here are some questions for you. Did you do an idea assessment for the business to determine whether or not it would be viable, feasible? If not, you can still do that. You can email me at businessontheedge@biz. For a resource that'll help you do that. Number two, have you ever done a business model canvas for the business? The business model, I talked earlier just a few minutes ago about the business model. Business model is really how you make money. It's really structured by three components. Core components: your product. It says, "Well, I'm a nonprofit. Nonprofits have services, and someone's buying into it, and they're donating to that vision, to that cause. And as a result, you get a tax write-off, being set up as a 501c3 nonprofit." But the business model canvas puts the perspective of the business model and how you're going to make your money, get your donations. For my company, I have a business model canvas completed. And we're working towards the goals we want to achieve. And they're live documents, so there's ebbs and flows, so you're going to adjust it and you're going to adapt. All of this is part of writing the vision down. I said, well, Coach, it doesn't take all that. It takes all that. I just read Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision down. Write it down. Do the idea assessment. do the business model canvas. Again, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I will send you a link that would allow you to utilize a tool for 30 days for free to complete an idea assessment and business model canvas. Even if you've been in business, it's a great exercise for you. And then you write the business plan. The business plan is, let me back up for a second. The business model is really the cornerstone of a business plan. The business plan is all of the information, the roadmap to you executing the business model. So my business model, I just opened established a new company, Small Business Concierge. We've been producing a magazine, Small Business Concierge, since 2018. And with the pandemic, it became apparent to provide a vehicle of mass media for businesses to get their products and services around the world, not just localize, so they can stay sustained. And so that's what I did. Assessed it, created a business model canvas, wrote a business plan for it, multiple plans, digital marketing plan, SOSTIC plan, financial model, pro forma, income statement. So even when I read it, it makes me run. When I discuss it with the core team, makes them want to run. And we're building step by step. I was asking God about the direction of this business. And this is a huge reason I have brought back faith in Business on the Edge. And I heard the word communication. He wants me to communicate to you more. He wants me to be an added value to you more. And so doing this show on Sunday nights from Silicon Valley, Bay Area, around the world here on Blog Talk Radio, it's for you. We need you to write the vision down. You have to not just work in your business, you have to work on it. Saints are running. I work with a lot of brothers and sisters in Christ, and running, never getting the plan done, never getting the components in place, flying with their hair on fire. No social media strategy, don't understand getting a competitive advantage, building it. Don't get religious on me about the competitive advantage. God wants us to win. We're necessary. Look at the news. Wow. It's necessary. You're necessary. We're necessary. Writing the plan is a requirement. For what? For the fulfillment of the goal. We're going to go to a commercial break. When I come back, more on writing the vision down, giving you some infrastructure, giving you some understanding, bridging your faith with business. We'll be back in a moment.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Small business thought leaders and game changers, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Be a part of the next big experience. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month and connect with local, national, and international readers. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here live from Silicon Valley Bay Area. I am a radio show personality for AM 1220 KDOW, Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. You can always tune into my show. We have just moved to primetime Thursday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. I've been doing the Friday night show for 11 years, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on AM 1220 KDOW. Radio. I'm really excited to make this move to Thursday, starting next Thursday, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So tune in if you can on kdow.biz. You can listen live through our stream, or you can listen on iHeart Radio, or if you're local, on that AM radio dial at kdow.biz. Before we get back to my talk here, writing the vision down, if you are in the area, this is an in-person event only. Hashtag two are stronger together. Two are stronger together. Maranatha Christian Center Women's Conference, Women of Faith Conference, September 23rd to the 25th. Location here in San Jose, Silicon Valley, 1811 South 7th Street. We are going to have a good time. I will be speaking with many, speaking as one of the guest speakers, many guest speakers, workshops, presentations. If you want to go to that event, you can register at maranathacc.com. And if you get your registration in early, tomorrow you can get a deal on the registration, but it's going to be a powerful, powerful event. And I am going to be speaking about who's your number two. The conference, Women of Faith, Women's Conference, Two Are Stronger Together, Maranatha Christian Center, again, September 23rd through the 25th. And it's going to be a powerful, powerful conference with many of our powerful sisters in Christ, bringing powerful, powerful, powerful workshops and presentations to you. So check that out. Check that out. So we're talking about write the vision down. Write the vision down. As people of faith, bringing business together. I told you earlier, if you're just tuning in, I had a saint very, very frustrated with me. Why do I have to write a business plan? A business plan, I've written so many over the years. I write business plans. I write I write grants. I write requests for proposals. I write marketing plans. I build SOSTIC plans. I write plans. You're never going to get away from planning. You're never going to get away from having to do the infrastructural work that allows you to complete the call of God in your life. Life plans. You have a life plan. For your business, you're wanting to raise funds. And in the body of Christ, it's like we lack understanding how to raise capital, even in the nonprofits, for programs or community programs that are coming out of your ministries. If you are a ministry, I would recommend that you consider setting up a CBO, community-based organization. It will allow you to gain access to grants and resources that you would not qualify for as a 501c3 religious organization. And that's not just for Christians. So let me just put this out there. Let me just make this clear. I've heard this over the years. We can't go after government funding because they won't let us pray for people. You know, there's no distance in the spirit. We don't have to pray and lay hands on people and programs that are community-based. I pray for my clients and customers. They don't know that I pray for them. I pray for them, their wellness, vendors, partners, any religious organization, not just Christians, Muslims, Buddha, Hinduism. The way the law is written, the way the government operates, it cannot give to religious organizations. Now, there might be some programs out there and it's some things have changed that you might be able to apply for as a religious organization. And it would be in that request for a proposal. It'll tell you who can apply for that program. Organizations wanting to do business with faith-based organizations. So really get some understanding. And all you're getting, get understanding. But you have to prepare to compete. You have to prepare to write. You have to have the plan. And the plan, from that plan, you're going to have other plans. It's a requirement. God is saying if you write it down, people who read it can run and understand it. So there's a fulfillment. And as people of faith, it is not necessary to set your business up as a nonprofit because you love God. You know, God wants some Christians to be some for-profit businesses, structures. And while I'm mentioning it, this is radio, folks. While I'm on the topic, there is nothing, zero, nil, nine, in the Bible about God being a nonprofit God. God is not a nonprofit God. Nonprofit is a nonprofit structure set up by man. To provide a way to support and help the community and gain a tax advantage, or better said, a non-tax advantage. And somehow it has become a hindrance in the body of Christ to grow multi-billion dollar companies. Set up a nonprofit. If it's community-based, but you have CBOs now, ministries, set up a CBO, community-based, set up for-profit businesses. Why? So you can create income through that business as a for-profit operating corporation or LLC, sole proprietorship. Everyone thinks they're going to get a grant. They are highly competitive. I've gotten a lot of money for a lot of organizations, millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars. Highly competitive. I'm going to set up this nonprofit and God's going to give me grants. People are going to donate. It is hard. And let me just tell you what's even harder. It's selling free. Buying into a vision, buying into an idea free. You ever go to the mall? You're walking down the mall and you got someone having little packets, facial creams and all of that, and trying to get you to stop, and you're thinking, don't make eye contact. Don't make eye contact. It's free. It's free. But we won't stop. Free is hard to sell. We have to have buy-in to our visions. We have to have agreement. And you can get that by writing the vision down. I've written many, many plans. Many plans. And if you want to be successful, complete the call of God on your life. Number one, you must write the vision down. You must write the business plan. Churches, write the business plan. I've seen, and I've worked for many ministries. I worked on staff at a mega ministry many years. Write the business plan. I've seen churches hundreds and thousands of dollars wasting money because they didn't have plans. They didn't think it through. Going by recommendations and suggestions without requiring plans. That is not how corporate America works. This isn't corporate America. Yeah, but they're writing the plans. And there, Apple's a $2 trillion company. They didn't get that way without planning. Many plans. Plans organize you. They organize the company. I'm looking at my business plan for Small Business Concierge Communications and digital media. And looking at what we might or should change or update. I'm specifically looking at our financial model and our revenue streams as we get requests from professionals and business owners and thought leaders, small business owners, women in business, and those that are bloggers and want to be published in our magazine. And so we're opening and have opened the door to that. And I'll give you a little bit of information about that before I get out of here tonight. But I'm looking at the plan and I'm praying. I'm talking to God to ensure that we have revenue streams that God wants us to have. What happens when you have the revenue stream that God wants you to have? How do you get people to buy? Got to have a sales plan. Got to have some sales support. And we're growing. So I'm researching and saying, hey, you know what? I want to outsource sales. So let me see what virtual sales companies are out there that we can pay to take that load off of us. What is that going to cost us? Count the cost. We are at a turning point. And God wants his businesses, his people of faith, to build strong businesses, to be a value to the community, to be a value to the planet, to the earth. God doesn't have a problem with you being a multimillionaire, billionaire, trillionaire. He cares about your heart in it. You have purpose. Don't look at the wrong thing. Keep the finances in order. Don't get caught up. Stay focused on your purpose. Stay focused on what that business is supposed to be doing to glorify God. I love God. I love him more than I could breathe. I love him more than anything that anyone could offer me. I couldn't. There's nothing anyone could offer me. To keep me from holding him, clinging to him. The purpose in our lives are so critical in this time, so critical. God needs you to fulfill your destiny. You're an author. You need to write that book. Create the outline. Prepare. Create the outline. Write the vision down on what should go in that book. I want to just go and teach and preach, and I just want to go out to the world. Write the vision down. Build the plan to reach the people that you're supposed to reach. And I got news for you. This is going to mess you up. I got news for you. Everyone is not your audience. Everyone's not your target persona. In business, we call them, you're in business, target personas. How many target personas do you have? You can have more than one. You can have several. But what I can tell you is not, they're not everyone. Well, God told us to go out to preach the gospel to all nations. Yes, us, his people, all of us, together, collectively, because we're appointed to target groups. There are groups that I am not I'm not called to go after. Women in business gravitate to me. Even though men listen, we have what we call outliers, right? But my focus is on young people, women, professionals in business, small business owners. You're not called to everyone. You're called to someone. It's in your plan. When you write your business plan, it's who's your target market? Don't get religious on me. I'm a nonprofit. God is not a nonprofit God. He's a for-profit God. Read your Bible. He's a for-profit God. I can prove it to you. I'm going to turn over, and I was not going to go to the scripture, but I'm going to go to it. Let's go to Deuteronomy 8:18. And it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish the covenant which he sware unto thy fathers as it is this day. He's not a nonprofit God. He's a for-profit God. And he wants you to be profitable. And I'm going to go to the Amplified because I think it would be interesting to take a look at it. Says, Coach, I don't know how to write a plan. I don't know how to write a business plan. We can solve that. We could solve that. Would you take a business writing plan? If I offered a business writing plan for you to go through an idea assessment, your business model canvas, and writing your business plan, would you take that class? Would you take that Zoom class? Email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz. Here it is, Deuteronomy 8:18, Amplified. But you shall earnestly remember, there's that word again, earnestly remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. That's the Amplified Classic. I like these different versions to really bring out what God is really saying, what and for us to give that understanding. And all you're getting, the understanding. Amplified, but you shall remember with profound respect, what? The Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth, that he may confirm his covenant, which he swore solemnly promised to your fathers as it is this day. But you shall remember with profound respect. Wow. The Lord your God, for it is he who is giving you power to make wealth. He is not a nonprofit God. You are tied to a system created by man that the enemy uses against the church to keep it from making ridiculous wealth. Why do we need wealth? We just read it. Why do we need wealth? That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. It establishes our relationship, our covenant with God. He uses wealth. Says, don't forget, verse 19 says, and it shall be if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods. Uh-oh. What did I say earlier? God he's not concerned about you getting wealth. He wants you to be wealthy. He says, but be careful. Be careful. Don't let it draw you away from him. Don't let it cause you to walk after other gods, other idols, other things that takes you away from him. You start making money and traveling and can't remember who he is. Got a house, got to get a bigger house, bigger, more house, more cars, more whatever's taking you away. Be careful. Don't get into worshiping other things. Don't get into worshiping your job. Worshiping your position. Oh, ouch. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't forget that he is the one that gave you the power to make wealth. then there's a warning in this. And it shall be, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Business is shutting down. Closure. Church is shutting down. God is a jealous God. He is not going to compete with anyone or anything that you might put before him as you grow and build. He wants you to grow and build. But pay attention. Write the vision down. Number one, write the business plan. Make it plain. It's a live plan. You're going to keep changing and keep updating as there's ebbs and flows. And those ebbs and flows, we call them pestles. Pestle, P-E-S-T-L-E. Pestles are things that you can't control that can cause adjustments in your business planning, political, economic, social, technology, legal, environmental. And so we put that in the business plan. We put in the pestles. We look at the SWOT analysis, the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. We praying, oh, God's going to make it all work out, and he's going to bring all my customers to me. No. You're going to work hard. You're going to till the ground like a farmer. You're going to roll up your sleeves. You're going to plant the seeds. You're going to water it. You're going to be out there early in the morning and late at night. Be patient. So I've been doing this for 10 years. Be patient. In all that we're doing to fulfill the call of God on our lives, God is also using the waiting periods, the disappointments, the challenges, the Lord, am I doing the right thing? Am I really going after your call? I pray things like, God, I can't die right now and face you without fulfilling the call of God on my life. I'm serious. I pray some serious prayers. I'm not going anywhere. Jesus said, it is finished. Jesus didn't go anywhere until he finished his purpose. You read in the Bible and you have these places and they were trying to kill Jesus, and Jesus, and the Bible says, Jesus slipped away in the crowd. He slipped away from the angry crowd. The Bible says he gave up his goals. He fulfilled his purpose. We have to fulfill our purpose. We have to write these visions down. We have to write these plans down. We have to do SMART goals, right? Those that are in business, you understand SMART goals, objectives. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up. You guys are such a blessing. I hope you're getting something out of this. I'm so passionate about what I'm doing. I'm on the edge for a reason. This is Faith in Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson here on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. I am a radio personality here in Silicon Valley. Our extended show here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go to a commercial break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Small business owners, you have a voice, and that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Join small business thought leaders and game changers from Silicon Valley and around the nation and be a part of the next big experience. The Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine is your gateway to leverage multiple opportunities to connect with your readers, your clients, and backlink to your special offers. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month. Connect with local, national, and international readers, tailoring your goals to your market. Remember, advertising and marketing is a proactive and long-term activity, and it works. Play the long game and win with the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine. Benefit from special features like YouTube tips and training. Submit articles and learn how to get selected at no extra cost. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz. Small business thought leaders and game changers, you have a voice. And that voice is the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine, a dynamic, interactive experience that promotes your products and services to your customers. Be a part of the next big experience. Subscribe as a concierge for as little as $25 a month and connect with local, national, and international readers. Click smallbusinessconcierge.biz and put your business in front of the eyes that matter. Smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
We're back here with Margaret Jackson here, AM 1220 KDOW. We're not AM 1220 KDOW. We're on Blog Talk Radio tonight. I'm so used to saying that. I am Margaret Jackson. Excuse me. Radio personality for AM 1220 KDOW. Business on the Edge radio show. You can always tune in on Thursdays, our new time slot, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. live on AM 1220 KDOW iHeartRadio. You can get us. And if you don't catch me, you can certainly check out our radio shows on our podcast, Podbean, on iTunes. I'm out there. I've got about 7 minutes left. I want to pray for you before I end the show tonight, give you some information. Write the vision down. It is your responsibility. It is a requirement by God, writing the vision down, so those who read it can run with it. They understand what you're saying in your mission statement. They understand what you're saying in your objectives, what you want to achieve over the next 72 months, over the next 1 to 3 years. They understand what your key successes are, and you understand what your key successes are. You understand what your marketing is, your objectives. You understand your market segment. You understand your financial model. You understand where the break-even point is at. You understand you have an exit strategy. You have an org chart. All of these things and more going into your business plan. And you can do a lean business plan. You can do a robust plan. If you want to understand more about business plans, financial plans, building a plan, idea assessments, business model, canvas, email me at onetheedge@businessontheedge.biz. If you are interested in me doing a Zoom webinar on idea assessments, on writing the vision business plan, starting you with the idea assessment, the business model, canvas, and then writing the business plan. The business plan is a document that requires three things. It requires technical writing, creative writing, and data. And there is a very strategic way of putting it together to create a competitive advantage. You want a competitive advantage, whether you're a nonprofit or for-profit. And as a nonprofit, you want to be a for-profit nonprofit. You want to be a profitable nonprofit. You can be a very profitable nonprofit. And I want that for you. God wants that for you. Make no mistake. He has purpose and destiny on your life to add value into the earth, add value into this planet, for us to be represented as his people, his covenant people, and the planet. He gives us the power to make wealth. He wants us to be, the world thinks that as Christians, we're supposed to be po. So po, you can't afford an O-R. No. He has told us, I give you the power to make wealth unashamedly, proudly, as a covenant relationship with God. Go check out my website, Small Business Concierge Communications and Digital Media. Check out our magazine plans for those out there that are writers, thought leaders, professionals. You know your stuff. We are taking submissions to review to be published in the magazine. There is a submission non-refundable fee. And if you're selected, that fee will go towards the cost of your article being published. Word count starts at 6 cents per word, minimum word count 500. For any category, we got three categories, a snug article category for basic level, building your portfolio. You should be building your portfolio, being a thought leader around the world. Industry professional, that's your brand industry pro level. Business expert, subject matter expert. So the range of the per word cost is 6 cents up to 6 cents to $1.50 plus. So the $1.50 plus are those that are amazingly, they know their stuff, subject matter experts. So check that out. Would love for you to submit. We have some other packages in terms of being a small business concierge, popular packages there that you can invest in to build your brand, build what you're doing. And also you can check out our Business on the Edge, that BIZ website. That's my radio show website for AM 1220 KDOW. You can connect with me in my calendar, see what's going on. Catch me at an event somewhere, say hello. Let me know that you are listening. So we're almost out of here. Let me pray for you. Father, you're so awesome. And Father, those that have listened to this show live or those that are listening to it post-show, they're listening to the recording. Father, I thank you for the call of God on their lives and the purpose on their lives. Father, I pray, Lord God, for wisdom over them. And Lord, I pray for a competitive advantage for them to write the vision down and make it plain so those who read it can run with it, that it will bring resources into their coffers so they can complete the purpose on their lives, that they will have every dollar that they need, nothing lacking. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, Lord God, in all they're getting, let them get understanding as a business owner, as a business entrepreneur, as a CEO of their organizations. In the name of Jesus, I pray this, Lord God, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen.